Today on Japan Real Estate and Business News, opportunities, possibilities, and determination in surviving the ups and downs of the times we live in. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. Did you know that there is an untapped U.S. military property market in Japan? This market has an exceptional cash flow from its generous rent allowance. There are over 50,000 U.S. Army and Navy troops stationed all around Japan in 24 different bases and related military facilities, from the tropical islands of Okinawa in the southwest and all the way up to Aomori in the northeast. The challenge is that because these bases are located in small to medium-sized towns, capital gains are highly unlikely, and the hefty rent allowance is really the only reason to purchase these units. This means that you will always want base personnel to rent your property, otherwise you'll be receiving half or a third of that in rent. So far, it's been strictly the locals, savvy Japanese investors, who have been cashing in on this market. But if cash flow is what you're seeking, this is another market of opportunity. If we think about nightlife destinations around the world, likely Amsterdam, Barcelona, Las Vegas come to mind. Now, Japan is trying to expand beyond its popular pachinko machines and national lottery to potentially become Asia's second largest gambling market after Macau, the biggest casino market in the world. Prime Minister Suga believes this is possible and certainly is working toward it as a means to boost tourism and the economy. How exactly? The country is planning the construction of three integrated resorts, potentially in Osaka, Yokohama, and Nagasaki. These are exhibition facilities, convention facilities, and large hotels with, of course, casinos. A couple of major obstacles: the pandemic and finding suitable candidates for the casino operator license. With the potential to generate gross gaming revenue of, in U.S. dollars, $20 billion annually, no doubt, to play your cards right, these three cities are ones to keep your eye on. Unpredictable and mercurial is an accurate description of the nature of the Tokyo Olympics situation. Organizers are moving forward cautiously but confidently, and under the assumption that a vaccine and rapid testing will be available in time. However, while preliminary test results are encouraging, experts are doubtful that a vaccine will be available and distributed equitably to the Japanese public or to the myriad of athletes, spectators, organizers, trainers, stakeholders, and media personnel that travel from countries that could still be dealing with active outbreaks. Still to be decided upon are the formulation of a testing policy tailored to different individuals and groups in attendance at the games, contingency plans in the case of a positive test result or cluster infection, the enforcement of mandatory quarantine periods for foreign nationals upon entering the country, crowd capacity at 2020 venues, and entry restrictions for foreign athletes and spectators. Olympic organizers are determined, but say it is too early to make finite decisions. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to visit us at nippontradings.com. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. Keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market, I'm Pretty Donnelly.